didn't have time to tackle in my first statement. One relates to the informal sector of the economy. According to the data, we have more than 40% of women working are in the, or outside of the home, I should say, are in the informal sector, such as in domestic work, markets, and so on and so forth. And this is in precarious contexts, and they often have no possibility of effectively enjoying their labour rights. So we'd be very grateful to know how you're dealing with the challenges, first of all, in measuring the informal portion of the economy. What tools are you putting in place to get clear information on that sector? And secondly, what measures have you planned, or are you executing, or will you execute, to progressively regulate the informal sector and promote access of those working in that sector to basic labour benefits, including social protection and the other rights in our covenant? Then on refugees and asylum seekers and access to employment, both groups confront significant challenges in accessing formal labour and exercising their right to work, taking into account that Honduras has reservations on Article 17 of the Convention on Refugee Status vis-a-vis employment. In addition, in Honduras, asylum seekers do not have the right to work, and that means that they're limited to work in the informal sector and obliges them to have recourse to temporary work or other informal types of labour. So in that context, we'd be grateful to know whether or not you've considered the possibility of withdrawing your reservation on Article 17 of the Convention on the Status of Refugees to guarantee to refugees and asylum seekers in Honduras access to comprehensive local labour market access, and what measures have you planned to put in place to facilitate for asylum seekers and refugees access to the formal labour sector, whether or not you've considered promulgating any legislation that would allow asylum seekers and refugees to work in conditions that are no less favourable than that in which your citizens work. Thank you.